Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Mr. Stuart Rosenthal joins me. Stuart, how are you?
Hi, Eric. Good. How are you?
Good. The publisher of the Beacon newspaper. Free copies, by the way, at over 1,500 locations in the Metroplex. By the way, I love your newspaper. In fact, I've been reading it recently. I love the articles on money and health and travel and technology.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's really
thank you.
You just keep making it better. It's more enjoyable. And frankly, I love the fact that it's free because it's just pretty darn good reading.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We work hard at that, but I'm glad you think so.
No doubt. So, and by the way, if you can't get out, you can read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. TheBeaconNewspapers.com. Again, one more time for those who are writing it down. So tell me, what do you have for us this week?
I want to talk about a couple of very interesting health stories in this issue. This is completely new to me. I mean, usually a lot of the things that we write about, you know, we have written about before, and there's new developments or whatever. But this, something like this is like right out of the blue for me, and that is a blood test that diagnoses depression and that even shows the progress that a person has with therapy.
Wow.
This is from a professor, a PhD, at Northwestern University's School of Medicine, Feinberg School of Medicine. She had developed a test that worked in adolescents at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was working on one that worked in adults. And it's interesting to find out that uses very different things. The results are different in both cases. But what she has found that seems to be a very good diagnostic tool are blood markers of RNA. RNA, of course, is related to DNA. It's the messenger molecules that turn DNA into carry out the instructions of the DNA genes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what these markers are. I'm not a doctor, but she's picked out 9 and did a number of studies. And this study, for example, she took 32 patients of all ages who had been diagnosed as depressed, clinically depressed, in the usual way, and then 32 had no signs of depression.
Okay,
and she gave them both therapy, talk therapy and phone therapy and whatnot, and found, first of all, she found when she compared just their blood, generally, those who were not depressed and those who were clinically depressed, these 9 markers were different in each of these 2 groups. So then she put them through 18 weeks of therapy and found that those that were depressed, those who responded to therapy, their markers changed to be more like those that had not been depressed.
Really?
Yeah.
So they were able to test the markers. The markers actually went through a transformation.
From a blood test,
a lab test.
Just a regular lab test. So, and furthermore, this is also very interesting. Particularly, this is the first time there's been any physiological evidence that cognitive behavioral therapy has an impact on a person in a physical way.
Huh.
And she was able specifically to find that therapy created changes that now produces a fingerprint, a certain type of result in the blood that can be detected. So the amazing thing about this is both it can be used, hopefully, once it's been tested on more people and proven more, that it can be used to identify people who are depressed and how depressed they are. It can show improvement.
Huh.
And it can also identify people who are inclined to depression because there are also some markers which they found to identify a predisposition.
Mm.
So I think this is just, you know, mind-boggling, literally.
Well, so let's think about the application of it. So if somebody thinks they're struggling with depression, would they actually go through this blood test to help them confirm the reality, or do you know because of other circumstances?
Well, normally depression is diagnosed through subjective phenomena.
You
know, how do you feel? Your emotions? Are you blue? Are you losing your appetite? Are you losing weight? Unexplained?
Okay.
And these are the ways in which people, and then they have conversations with, you know, trained therapists who can identify there are reasons behind your feeling this way and we can make them better. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Some people respond directly to drugs and some people respond directly to therapy and some respond to both. But the question is, you know, is this really doing anything or is it just talk or is it just, you know, all in your head kind of thing, you know. But now we're seeing there are physiological trails in the body that show the person is having problems like this and why, perhaps.
Only here on the Eric Stewart Show, you can hear this every week from Stuart Rosenthal. Stuart, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Anything else? You got 20 seconds.
Okay. No, we'll just talk another time about some other interesting health stories, but thank you for thinking of me and having me on the program. I always enjoy it.
It's our pleasure. You've been on the market for, say, 2 or 3 months, maybe tried to sell your home with another realtor and failed, and you're not currently listed with a broker. And something didn't happen. The property didn't sell for some reason, and you lost faith in your realtor that they could get the job done. Well, that might well be simply because of the price that you were asking. It might be because the real estate agent didn't market the home correctly. That's possible, too. And it could be just a market issue where the timing in the market was bad. Bad time of the market. You know, it might have been December or August, which are traditionally very slow months in real estate here in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. I get this question after whatever number of walkthroughs into one of my properties and maybe hundreds of virtual tour hits, people walking through online and perhaps people calling and even my talking about a property on the show, and we don't get an offer. And I come to my client and say, hey, the reality is that based on market conditions, buyer response, and the lack of showings, the price is the issue. Because I've done everything that I can do from my side to position the property, to sell the property, and disseminate information across as many platforms as possible, 300 plus websites, a radio show, signs, brochures, social media, and then following up on all the showings. Ultimately, it comes back to, is the price the ultimate issue in the sale of the property? Because there really are just a few levers to sell real estate. One of those is price. One is condition, all right? And one is the market conditions which surround the sale of the property. And then it's the ability of the realtor ultimately to deliver the package to the right audience of potential buyers. Well, I think if you're delivering the right package with the right message and the message is consistent about bedrooms and baths and actual square footage is represented. And by the way, I oftentimes see this on my listings that I pick up from other brokers. You'll see the square footage, the living area listed, and then the total finished square feet is zero, which contradicts the living area. Whereas the living area shows X number of square feet, which is the first two levels or three levels above grade. And then what's down below the basement level, whether it's finished or not, should be added. If it's zero, it's zero is added. If it's 800 square feet of finished space, it's added. So altogether, you have the total finished square feet. That's important that you're selling the property, the whole finished area of the property, and you don't leave that empty to my fellow realtors who are listening. And there are many real estate agents who listen to this show. And I really am grateful for each one of them and the relationship and the respect and trust that I have with them and that they have with me. When you're selling your home, you do have to sometimes face the reality that the value of what you're selling requires a correction in pricing. Price is what you pay. The value is what you get. The price is what you pay. The value is what you get. So, if the value is there, then the price can be achieved. But as I discovered with one of my listings in Virginia, we struggled because the property has been built in a neighborhood of older homes and also has a commercial property nearby that influences perception of value. It is affected by these things, and the yard is a little bit of an issue. So the value in the house is obvious at certain price, but the other compensating issues bring the price that you can ask down because the buyers aren't willing to pay the higher price for what they perceive to be the value. So correcting your price will cause offers to come in. We had a home in Wheaton, Maryland that we put on the market. We made an adjustment in price and it caused a reaction and we had two offers within a couple of days. Sometimes the price has to be adjusted more than once in order to bring it to where the market really is. I'm communicating with you. I understand how you feel. I've felt the same way. And I've just found that the market is really sometimes in need of a correction in price to be able to sell the property. So don't be afraid to reevaluate coming to the market based on current market conditions. And if you're getting ready to sell and you'd like to have me or one of my group come out and meet with you and discuss how it is that we market real estate, how is it that we've sold 20 homes this month? And why are we doing so well as a group? How is that? If you want to understand what we can do for you, how we do it, our goal is to serve honestly, faithfully, with integrity, and to sell for the most that we can for our sellers and to get the best buy for our buyers. Perhaps you're in both. Maybe you want to buy and sell. We'd love to talk to you. Go to ericstewartgroup.com or you can call us on our toll-free number. That's 1-800-900-9104. Just leave a message and we'll get back to you. Again, that's 800-900-9104. And remember, the as-is guide, it's only available by request. The guardianship guide, if you're a guardian of an estate, feel free to ask for that. I talked about that on the show earlier today, so you can always listen to the podcast at ericstewartgroup.com. I'm going to take a brief time out. Got more for you. Don't go away.